Hello, everyone. This is Mike Bailey, aka the Silver Fox, coming to you live from Western Colorado. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast, episode 3. Always start the podcast off. Never forget Benghazi. Never. Those that are responsible should be hanging from the rafters of the White House. And if there is no rafters in that White House, then the Brooklyn Bridge will do. August 2nd. This day in history. 1776. Signing of the Declaration of Independence. 1870. The world's first underground subway opens in London. 1934. Adolf Hitler becomes Führer of Germany. 1990. Iraq invades Kuwait, eventually leading to the Gulf War. What's going on, everybody? First of all, I'd like to apologize for the last podcast being so short, because everybody was kung fu fighting. Those cats were fast as lightning. So, my podcast, I like to talk about different subjects, different, different discussions. You know, more or less what we're discussing is just different topics, different ideas. We will start today by, you know, like I said, every podcast, give a reference to me. And, you know, something that's happened in my life, and more or less, you know, it might involve the police, might as not, but majority of my stories, for some reason, kind of do. This is back in, you know, way back in the day, 1991, I was in St. Louis. I was currently going to Job Corp there. Right off of Goodfellow. Those of you who do not know St. Louis that well, Goodfellow area, straight ghetto, which wasn't bad. I never had a problem, never had an issue with anybody. This what I'm gonna bring up is, you know, just me and a guy named Richard and a guy named Steve, because we used to be able to get, you know, we used to be able to leave on the weekends, and more or less, like, you know, our leave would be like, we go get a motel, you know, have a party there. We would just hang out, you know, other people's houses or whatever. But this particular time, for some reason, I don't know, we went to, like, it was on top of this hill, I remember, and it overlooked the Missouri River. And we, brought some weed, brought some alcohol. And we were just hanging out up there. Like I said, it was me, Richard, and Steve. And we were up there, I don't know, maybe a couple hours, and I don't know if someone called the cops or they just showed up out of the blue. So, you know, there we're dealing with the St. Louis, you know, police department or whatever. And, you know, of course, you know, we're not 21. Yes, we've been drinking, you know. But again, you know, like I said before, I always respect the law, but, like, when police go, you know, past that point to where, you know, hey, I'm wearing this badge, I can do whatever the fuck I want, you know, then that exceeds, and I think that's how people's lives are threatened or lost, and, you know, because it's excessive. And, me and Steve were kind of content, but of course, Richard, I think he was like a year or 2 years older than us. He had started running his mouth. And, of course, the police didn't like that. But, like, we're all three in handcuffs, and they're searching us. And I think at the time, of course, the weed was gone. They had like maybe a six pack of beer left. But since Richard did not, I guess he did not respect authority to begin with, his mouth started to run. And those two cops, like, literally beat the shit out of this man while he was in handcuffs. While me and Steve, like, we couldn't do anything. I wouldn't say we were helpless, but we were in handcuffs and we're like, oh, fuck, here we go. After they're done beating his ass, we're next. Which it kind of would have ended that way, I guess, if we would have maybe, continued it or maybe even, I don't know. And I'm saying not threaten the police, but expressed our dislike or whatever, of the whole situation. So what happened was, Richard's on the ground, he's fucking black and blue, bleeding, and this, of course they're gonna be like, hey, you guys want the same thing to happen to you. And I'm like, well, fuck no. I mean, who wants to get beat down? Saying, especially if you can't really defend yourself. And what happened, like, they went ahead and like took me and Steve back to Job Corps. And really, we didn't get really in trouble. But then, of course, Richard had to go to the hospital, and really, like, all they could really charge us was like minor possession and maybe trespass, But is that enough? Because a man, dislikes the cops and he might have, said some words, and I'm like, I can't remember everything he said, but like in the same sense, and I think I said it before, I think the police let their own anger and aggression dictate a lot of situations, and a lot of situations could end differently, and it goes back to, I guess you could say their training. What's I don't know, I don't think is that fucking great. But yeah, that's just a little story about myself. So let's continue with the circus, aka known as the United States of government. No matter what's going on, you turn on TV and whether you watch CNN or you watch fucking Fox or just your local news, don't let the drama that's going on, like actually hide the truth to what's happening and still will continue to happen to your fellow Americans, don't, like, I mean, like I said, when I say the drama, with the Russians and the emails and, what's going on at the border, the he said, she said bullshit, and the real issue being, I mean, there's still 35 million Americans that have no health insurance. And I'm sure you probably know someone, someone in your family or a friend. And what their struggle was going, like their struggle of like, living the paycheck to paycheck. And I don't know, it's just, it's upsetting to me to where, and I'll discuss it a little bit later. I know everybody can't, society's not set up to be where everyone can be a doctor or lawyer. I mean, it's just not possible. You can be the best you can be and you can thrive and you can, go for the, set your shit high. But in reality, I mean, like say, I mean, you can't live in a town that just has nothing but doctors and lawyers. It's improbable. It's not, I don't know, it's just doesn't make sense. But in that fact, it doesn't mean like that person that, I wouldn't even say settles, but like, hey, this guy works in the oil field. Hey, this guy works on cell towers. Hey, this lady works at Subway. Hey, this lady works at the bank. You know what I'm saying? It should not make it to where those people are, saying downed upon. But, and I continue, I mean, like, there's 30 million live, 30 million people that live under the poverty level. And I couldn't, I mean, I know when I was younger,
and living in the ghetto, and hell, I was 2 years old. I remember my sister telling me, that a naked black man broke through our front window to steal our fucking TV, and my two sisters grabbed me and ran out the back door. But it's hard to understand, saying, unless you actually have lived there. And I, and like these jobs, like at Home Depot and fast food jobs and restaurant jobs, I mean, they weren't really made to be like permanent jobs to where people are dependent on. Before everything was really commercialized, you have to understand, like, these jobs were like for high school kids or college kids, until they, got out of high school and, of course, graduated, and they went and did whatever they, got a degree in. But it's become, people are reliant. Like, I'm work, a person is working 39 hours, it's got to be 39 hours or 38 hours, at Popeyes, because then they're not liable to give you that insurance. And, it's your neighbor, it's your friend, it's somebody that saying, that's going through this every single day. And I think that, it, money does add a lot of stress to people's life, because of course when you have it, more and more people, hey, I'm your best friend. But then when you don't have it, then you're still struggling, and it boils down to like 10% of the wealthiest people in this country own 80% of the wealth. 80%. Like, imagine that. Like, you might have a good job. You might be making 60 grand, maybe, 90 grand a year if you're lucky. But that's chump change, compared to the 80% of wealth that's controlled by 10% of the wealthiest people in this country. And, I know, I mean, like I said, society is set up to where how society is. But in the same sense, we have to make it to where, at least everybody can live, fucking live, and at least not have to stress and worry about, bullshit, Excuse me while I light this cigarette, but I don't know. I mean, it's just something that's always, bothered me, and like I said, I came from the gutter, and I've had shitty jobs, I've had good jobs, I went to college, I just never finished, and I think I still strive, like, education, 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 because like you do not know how retarded people are until you go to like a WWE fucking event. And I never do that again. When my kids were younger, they loved wrestling, and I was like, all right, I will buy you tickets, let's go do this shit. And I swear to God, I thought I didn't know where the fuck I was at. I thought I was in another, another fucking country. Just, I don't know, just the most disrespectful people, and the most, I don't know, I wouldn't even say retarded, but it was even past that, and I'm kind of glad that I think my kids seen it too, and eventually they didn't like wrestling anymore, which, I didn't force them not to, it was something that they did, they weren't on drugs, they weren't getting in trouble, they weren't, in jail or juvie hall or whatever. It was something that occupied their time. And, I supported it. But when they actually seen how it really was, I think I was glad that, that was the end of that shit. So, let me take a couple hits off this bong here. No, I'm joking. All right. So we move on to, I wouldn't even say move on, just backtrack a little bit, in the case of like, I mean, like I said, if there's anything you can do, help, help thy neighbor, volunteer, drop food off at shelters, and like people kind of like brag and they kind of boast,
And I met people like this before where they like, oh yeah, my family does this like once a year. And, you know, we go and, you know, do this and that. And I'm thinking once a year, like, you know, I'm not saying you could have to do it every fucking week, but like, you know, honestly, these people thought like what they did once a year by volunteering or, you know, going to help the needy and like, okay, what family can we support this year for Christmas? You know, these people actually think that, you know, what they're doing, they're getting into heaven, you know? And I think it's kind of conceited in a way because, you know, it's just once a fucking year. Like, you could do a hell of a lot more if you really thought about it. If you really looked at it in perspective and were like, you know, fuck, you know, I'm off today. You know, yeah, I might be a little bit hungover from last night. You know, drink a little bit much. You know, a little bit too much. You know, party too late, whatever. But what does it take to fucking, you know, go to the store and spend $20 and take it right to the fucking shelter? You know? I mean, do it once a month, you know, twice a month. And I guarantee it, you would see a huge change in those communities, you know? And I do feel, you know, I mean, I think, like I said, and I talked about society as a whole, and it is set up, you know, to succeed or to fail. I mean, it's the way it's always going to be. You're always going to have your doctors. You're always going to have your lawyers. But you're also going to have, always going to have your criminals. You know, either whether they're petty or whether, you know, bank robbers or whatever. I mean, it's just the way it is and the way that it will always, always be. But the same shit, you know, like if you're not that doctor, you're not that lawyer, you're not less of a person. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, you're not less at all. You're still a fucking human being. You still contribute to society. So, next thing I would like to discuss is, and this might, you know, rather some feathers, you know, but I've thought about it for a long time, and it's good that I can just express myself on these podcasts, and, you know, no one's paying me for this shit, and, you know, whether you like it or not, and I hope you do like it, you know, and if you do like it, you know, share it with your friends, whether, you know, copy and paste the link, you know, share it on Messenger, share it on Facebook, you know, either way. So, you know, and like I said, I've talked about society. I'm just rambling. But let's break it down to where if you're calling someone a hero, that's subjective. Like happiness. Happiness may be experienced by everyone in a different way. We all know what happiness is, but what makes you happy might not make me happy. You know, me, you know, hey, it's fucking Thursday evening, you know. You know, hey, there's a football game on. That, me watching that would make me happy, you know. Having a couple beers, make me happy, you know. Seeing my kid, you know, it was just a variety of shit. So, and I want to, like, in reference, like, when I say calling someone a hero, and, you know, you have different jobs in society, okay? If you are a firefighter, or if you are a, you know, a cop, you know, and even like, I think since after World War II, or no, it would probably be, no, I'm wrong. After the Vietnam War, there's no more draft, okay? So you can't be drafted to the military, okay? Those professions, cop, military, or firefighter, I do not believe that us as a society should label them individuals as heroes. And when I'll explain, and everybody's like, oh shit, what the fuck, you know, this guy, oh man, he's tripping, what the fuck he's talking, no, but if you think about it, you know, like, I will break it down to you, okay? And I'll start with the cop, okay? No one forces a cop to do the job that he or she's doing, okay? When they sign up, they know, you know, they might potentially get shot at. You know, they might eventually get beat up or stabbed or whatever.
That's the risk of being a cop. But also, there's also good risk, you know, of making an arrest, you know, hey, this man had 20 pounds of meth, or we stopped a bank robber, which I never agreed on cops chasing bank robbers because the money's insured. But that's a different fucking issue. They're not heroes at all because of what they chose as a profession. They knew what they were doing. Also with the military, same thing. I don't care if they go, have been in a war, you know, with the Iraq war, anything, you know, recently, like you could say, a lot of times I don't really call them a war because it's politically incorrect, but past the Vietnam War, the draft is gone. Okay. When the draft was implemented, then yes, I mean, a man or woman had no choice. Had no fucking choice. Either you're fucking going into the military, you're going to jail. Take your pick. And I think those individuals, yes, they went above and beyond. You know, and you can say, yes, they were heroes. But nowadays, it's like a career, you know, of career of like, of war, you know? And then also like with a firefighter, and like this might even, you know, people are like, oh no, you know, firefighters, they're fucking heroes, you know, not really. I mean, it's the same sense. If you break it down, they are trained to do this and do that. And, you know, well, of course it's, you know, fighting fires or fucking saving a fucking cat from a tree. But and like I said, you know, it might piss people off that I'm saying this, but if you look at it from a different, you know, what the fuck is the word? Scenario. They're just like me and you. They chose those professions. And there's nothing against that. I mean, I have nothing against, you know, a good cop or someone that just joined the military or a fucking firefighter. But don't label them as heroes because, and when I continue about the firefighting, like right now there's currently 12 fires in Colorado, 12, and that might have changed. I mean, that was in the last day. And there's plenty of people, individuals like myself, that would love to go out and help, you know, but legally the only way that I can help is maybe go give them food, water, and say, hey, you know, I own this land over here and maybe you guys can camp over here, you know, overnight or, you know, until this fire is done or whatever. But I can't go and, you know, gather up 20 people and say, hey, Billy and Steve and Joe and Uncle John and Bob, you know, let's go fight this fire. We can't do it because we'll be arrested because it's not our job. We're not trained to do that, you know. And I know people are very, very appreciated, you know, say, okay, the fire's been putting out and, you know, yes, you saved my home. But in the same sense, you're not a hero. That he or she was doing their job. And it goes back with the military. You know, they're doing a job. After, like I said, the draft. And same thing with the cop. Doing their job. And in the reference, like, you know, you could say a nurse. Okay, you have a LPN or RN, you know, at a hospital or even at a nursing home. Okay, there's a fire. And they're already trained. Okay, this is what I have to do. You know, my first thing is I have to pull the fire alarm. And I, you know, anybody that I can see in my area, you know, I get them to safety. Okay. But once I'm out the building, I'm out. I can't go back in. And if I go back in, I could either get fired or probably even arrested. You know, and like I said, I'm not knocking anybody, but I think it's fair, you know, like to give props when props are due. You know, he or she's ability above and beyond. That's a hero. And that could be any one of us. But if you are in those possessions, I don't think you're a fucking hero. You know, you're just doing your fucking job. So, but anyways, on different news, my youngest daughter will be going to kindergarten August 21st. Her and her little smart and sassy ass, which I love her to death. Love her to death. So I'm looking forward to that. I gotta correct something I said before. When I was talking about the penny stocks with the marijuana, I was wrong about when Canada made their made it legal. I think I said August 1st, but I don't know where I got that date from. I know it's wrong. It's legal October 17th of this year. It will be legal in Canada. So, going through a little bit of my notes here before I let you guys go. Real quick. So, I don't know. I think that's about it. A little bit longer than last time. I do apologize that it was not, you know, that long last time. But, that's it. I'm gonna wrap it up. Always, always remember you are not consumers, you are not taxpayers, you're Americans. Love you. Peace out. Question everything.
Advised that the kids are allowed to rest now at 9:30 a.m.